Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Hendricks, the CEO of Interface. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
It's good to talk to you. You had third quarter results, came out just a couple weeks ago. Tremendous. I think it's record earnings for you. I wanted to talk to you, make sure everybody had heard about this. Just to run through a couple things. Looks like the estimate is for you to be well over $1 billion on the top line at the end of the year. And the estimate on your earnings per share is around $1.19. So why don't you talk a little bit about what you've been able to achieve to give these kind of results?
It's interesting that, you know, we're global. Half our business is outside the United States. The thing that's happening at Interface is we're actually having success all around the globe. Our European business, we're having a really great year in Europe. We're having a great year in our Asia-Pacific business. And our Americas business is having a record year, too. And a lot of it has to do with our focus around improving our margins. We've got a lot of things going on around lean manufacturing, and I think we're seeing a lot of good results around that. So operationally, we're having a lot of success.
Let me just point out some details. Your gross margins, 38.5 this third quarter versus 33.1 for the third quarter of last year's. And if you look at it over a longer period, it just keeps ramping up. So that's definitely an area where you're winning the game. So let me ask you a couple things on just looking at Interface's business. I'm loving one thing you're doing. You're focusing in one business. And I know you're touching all the vertical sectors, but you're staying true to being a modular tile producer. And I'm sure at this day and age when we're seeing some movement towards hard surfaces, especially we just went to BDNY, several small companies that are getting into the hard surface business, but there's still plenty of growth for modular tile, isn't there?
Yes, there is. You know, modular tile penetration around the globe, there's a lot of opportunities around the non-office segments, hospitality, healthcare, education, and government. And we're having a lot of success in this secular shift to modular carpet around the world. And so there's a ton of headroom left around converting soft surfaces to modular carpet as well as hard surface. I think we have an interesting proposition against hard surfaces as well with carpet tile.
Yeah. A minute ago, you mentioned that, you know, the global perspective and all these releases we hear nowadays from international companies. We hear about this foreign exchange and its effect on profitability. And I think your business in Europe was up 20%, right?
Yeah, I think year-to-date it's up around 15%. You know, when you translate that back to U.S. dollars, it's actually down from a euro to U.S. dollar conversion standpoint. But we're having a lot of success in Europe. Some of our better markets, you know, the U.K. is one of our better markets. We're doing really well in the U.K. Mm-hmm. We're doing really well in Germany. And actually, Southern Europe's actually turned for us as well. So our European business, we're having a really good year. And mm-hmm. I think that will continue, actually, in Europe.
You know, the last time I saw you face-to-face was at a hospitality-focused vertical sector show, and you were talking about your penetration. Let's look at the U.S. for just a minute and look at the vertical sectors. Obviously, everybody knows corporate is the strongest, but you've been able to make penetration in hospitality and education as well, right?
We have. You know, our business in the United States has moved from when I took over the company in 2001, our U.S. business was 80% office, and today
right.
It's only 50% office. So we've had a lot of success in the non-office commercial segments, particularly hospitality, education. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even in retail space. We've been driving this secular shift to modular carpet.
You know, often when a company starts focusing on things that raise earnings, they change some things in operations. And one of the things I want to point out, we just did in October a top 250 design survey. And in that survey, Interface, which usually runs kind of neck and neck with Shaw Contract on the performance, but in this issue this year, you won first place in four of the five categories. And some of those categories could be affected by some tweakings in manufacturing like service and quality, and there you are at the top of the list. So things are going well for you, aren't they?
Yeah, I was really pretty proud of that survey. One of the things that we've really been focused on is design. I was really proud that our customers have really appreciated what we're doing in design. We've had some really good product launches globally around the new Tapestry platform, new Planks platform, and it got recognized by our customers, and I was really, really proud of that.
Yeah, I think you've got a couple silver bullets there. One is a focus on biomimicry, which is the why. It's a story that a lot of people are liking to hear right now. And then David Oakey, I mean, you know, he's for a long time, he's been very good at creating looks that designers are looking for.
We've always won the sustainability category in that four focus, and we won it again. But the design part of it was, I was really, really happy with that. That shows that our customers really appreciating what we're doing.
As we look at where you're headed into next year, what are some of the challenges you're facing?
Well, I think we need to continue to drive the fact that we're focused on modular carpet, and a lot of our competitors now have hard surface as well,
right,
and a lot of other floorings that they're selling, and we're probably one of the only pure play carpet tile companies out there. So we have to continue to drive the modular secular shift around the world. I love the fact that we're focused on one product and our salesmen are focused on converting whatever that spec is to carpet tile. I love that, and we got to continue to drive that.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a swing back towards specialty. So I think you're on the front edge of that. You know, you recently announced that Jay Gould had joined the company as COO. Is that giving you a time to dial back and look more at the company and work on it instead of in it?
Yeah, Jay's done a great job. Yeah, it allows me to focus more on the strategy and what the future might look like. And one of the reasons I love Jay is he's a brand guy, and he also looks at what the future is and so forth. But I guess both of us focus on the organization is great, and it's given me a lot more time to focus on the things that I like to do. Jay's helping drive this gross profit margin and where we're headed as well. It's been a great combination.
All right, well, it's great to talk to you. Again, I've been talking to Dan Hendricks, the CEO of Interface, about his record earnings per share, a company that's focused is on tile, doing about $1.02 billion is the estimate for 2015. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.